Coronavirus, it's of course still a major story. In fact, today marks a milestone across many states with some of the most significant restrictions easing. In South Australia, about 6,000 pubs are due to reopen. 80 people are allowed in at once. Gyms, beauty salons, cinemas and theatres are also throwing the doors open there for up to 80 visitors too. In New South Wales, beauty and nail salons can open. Restaurants and cafes can seat up to 50 people. While in Victoria, authorities there are taking a more cautious approach. They're allowing 20 people to dine in, while restrictions on travelling to holiday homes, hotels and caravan parks are being eased. Queensland's also making a move that includes lifting all restrictions on travel within the state. And our reporter Annie Guest is in Brisbane's South Bank Tourist District. She joins me now. Annie, good afternoon. What are the changes to the public health rules in Queensland?
People can now travel within the state, Tom, and stay overnight. There can be gatherings of 20. Non-contact sport is okay. Gyms, cafes, restaurants and pubs that operate under a COVID-safe checklist can now have up to 20 customers and potentially multiple groups of 20 in certain venues simultaneously. Drinking without food will be allowed, but must be table service. The government has sent MPs far and wide to spruik this good news, in some cases teaming up with supportive members of the tourism industry to make announcements. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, is in Cairns, where she talked about how various sectors proceed from here.
And, of course, the industry is working extensively on those COVID-safe plans. So I really want to reassure Queenslanders that it is safe to travel and it is safe to go and visit places across Queensland.
Annie, how has the news been received in your state?
Well, it's largely been welcomed by the gyms, cafes and restaurants that have been either without customers or with limited trade. Beauticians here have already been able to operate and do certain treatments for a couple of weeks. In the tourism industry, Tom, many want further relaxations now. For instance, in North Queensland, some operators are renewing calls for the borders to be reopened to interstate visitors. The Premier said no, they'll remain closed for another month at least. So tourism-dependent businesses are making plans to take in more customers, remembering they've only just found out yesterday in Queensland that restrictions would be eased from midday today. Here in Brisbane's lately very quiet South Bank Tourism District, a pub that overlooks the swimming pools and across the river to the Brisbane city is still closed, but discussing plans to reopen soon. I spoke to the venue manager there, Lachlan Henbury.
From my understanding how it looks at the moment, it'll be groups of 20 per defined area. And we have to have designated walkways, which we lose a little bit of space to. But in saying that, we're quite lucky with the size and the layout of our venue that we will have hopefully a couple different defined areas that people can come and enjoy themselves and still have a nice view.
And with intrastate travel restrictions easing, people being able to travel within Queensland and stay overnight, what sort of difference will that make?
They were always quite a massive influence on our business, welcoming all those people down to the South Bank Beach and the South Bank Parklands and coming to grab a feed and a beer.
What will that mean for those staff that you said you had to let go, who were here from overseas, who now don't have a job, income here?
That would be absolute ultimate for us, is to be able to get these guys who are currently living off their savings, who have worked here for a decent amount of time, to get them back into their jobs and back supporting their families.
That's Lachlan Henbury, the manager of the South Bank Beer Garden there. Annie Guest is with me. Annie, just while we've got you there, what's the latest on the number of cases of COVID-19 in Queensland?
Tom, there have been no new cases here for some days and only 5 active cases in the state.
Okay, Annie Guest reporting there from Brisbane. Thank you.